Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. New charges have been filed against seven additional alleged members of the Sevens Gang, accused of selling sex and drugs out of a boarding house in Reading and using extreme violence and intimidation to keep control of their victims.
It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. It's depraved.
U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain lists some of the allegations detailed in the indictment.
One victim was held down while her hair was cut with gardening shears. Another victim, a minor, was forced to have a sexual encounter with a gun held to her head.
He says that girl was also assaulted with a hammer and a baton, then locked naked in a dog kennel. The new charges include racketeering, sex trafficking by force, coercion of a minor, production of child pornography, attempted murder, and one person is charged with murder. The impeachment trial of President Trump entered a second day Wednesday, with Senate Republicans and Democrats still divided on a number of issues, among them whether or not they can subpoena witnesses and documents. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey believes they're needed for the trial to work fairly, but says there is little or no bipartisan cooperation.
Republican senators are increasingly becoming complicit with an effort to fast-track the trial, have no more documents, no more witnesses, and really just engage in a cover-up.
On the other side, Republican Senator Pat Toomey is withholding judgment to bring witnesses and documents into the trial.
I think the prudent thing to do is make the decision about additional witnesses and additional documents after those opening arguments and questions from senators have been answered.
The president stands accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The coronavirus, already blamed for 17 deaths in China, has arrived in the U.S., one person being treated in isolation in suburban Seattle after returning from a trip overseas. This virus causes respiratory problems with pneumonia-like symptoms. And KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says the CDC is taking this very seriously and people are being screened when they return from China.
I think it's really good that the airlines and airports are taking a look at this, looking at who potentially might be at risk of perhaps transmitting this virus and taking precautions. I think that's the best thing we can do right now.
Health officials say the coronavirus doesn't spread as easily as the flu, and they say the health risk for the public is pretty low. New Jersey has become the first state in the nation to guarantee severance pay from mass layoffs. Governor Phil Murphy has signed legislation that requires companies with 100 or more full-time employees to pay them a week's pay for each year of service during a mass layoff, plant closing, or transfer resulting in 50 or more workers losing their jobs. The law also increases the minimum number of days' notice from 60 to 90 for such events. A South Jersey veteran wounded while serving in the Afghan War a decade ago is living the American dream with a little help. Operation Homefront, it's a charity based in Texas, teamed up with J.P. Morgan Chase to give one-time Marine Lance Corporal Brett Dawson and his fiancée a three-bedroom home in Glassboro, mortgage-free.
It was kind of like overwhelming. It hasn't sunk in yet. I mean, this is completely amazing.
Dawson, who's an analyst for the Defense Department, realizes there are other veterans in need, and his advice to them, ask for help. A Philly firm is presenting a taste of nostalgia while it offers to recreate the old schedule board at 30th Street Station. Here's KYW's Mike Denard.
People who missed the old split-flap schedule board at 30th Street Station can relive the experience, sort of, but in Old City, not at 30th Street. The Bridesburg firm Oat Foundry is taking three of its flipboards to a gallery at 244 Ray Street this weekend to mark 1 year since the beloved but antiquated Solari board at 30th Street was taken down.
Nostalgic travelers can visit the Old City pop-up and even program their own messages on the boards. Gambling regulators in the Garden State have authorized betting on XFL football games. New Jersey joins Pennsylvania and four other states to authorize wagers on the revived league. After a one-and-done season in 2001, the league owned by World Wrestling Entertainment president Vince McMahon will try again starting February 8th, and numerous sports books expect to offer action on the league once state regulators approve. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.